and welcome to the Star Child Podcast. This is Tani Estrella. I'm so excited to be here with you today. So what I wanted to talk about today is when things get hard, what do you do? So when you suddenly feel like things have just upped their game, like you're facing so many challenges, how do you proceed? How do you move forward? What do you choose to do in that moment? And I'm talking about this because this has been something that I have been experiencing myself recently, and I am asking myself this question too. I believe that when we are really, really close to stepping into a new paradigm, to accomplishing something new, to really stepping into ourselves in our highest, most expanded version of ourselves now, we often face challenges. And not just challenges in general, but amplified challenges, like your worst fear playing out in front of you, things that feel so heavy and scary and you don't even know what to do with them, being asked to take a complete leap of faith when all of the evidence around you is pointing toward this being scary and a bad idea from a logical place. This is the thing about the mind, is the mind bases all of its determinations on logic and linear processes. It also is very, very focused on what has happened before. So in order to do something new, to go into unfamiliar territory and create something that you haven't experienced before, you have to actually be able to separate from the mind and from these logical ways of being. Because the mind really wants everything to make sense from a linear point of view. And it also pulls from past experiences, and especially experiences that have been really impactful, that have been really traumatic sometimes, or even just deeply affected you in certain ways. The mind pulls from these experiences, and it tries to make predictions of the future based on what you've already seen and experienced. So when we are in this process of creating a brand new pattern and breaking old ways of being, the mind is not the most helpful tool that we have. It can be helpful for the things that it's very specifically good at doing, which is logical reasoning and linear thought. But when it comes to breaking down barriers, to creating new experiences, and to really stepping into this new way of being that you deeply desire, that reflects something completely different from your past and anything you've experienced before, that is the time where we step outside of the mind space and we lean more into our faith and our intuition. And so how this ties into this topic that I'm bringing up today of what do you do when things get challenging? What do you do when it's this turning point moment where the rubber is really meeting the road? This is the time to really lean into our sense of intuition, because the mind can warn us against things that feel uncomfortable. The mind warns us against things that feel unsafe or unknown. And a lot of times when we're in this growth and expansion, transformation journey, the things that we're being called to do are actually incredibly scary and very, very unknown. So if we are blocking out things that are unknown just because they feel scary and the mind cannot understand them, this can actually be a sticking point. So have you ever had this like calling deep within your bones where you're so lit up by something, you're so excited to do it, and then your mind comes in to tell you all the reasons why it won't work or it isn't possible? That is exactly what I'm talking about. The mind is constantly trying to protect us and keep us safe. And to the mind, safety is really what we already know, what we already are familiar with. And this can even be in the case of some of the patterns that we don't want to continue, some of the experiences we don't want to have again. For example, if you had a really unhealthy family experience growing up, you might be drawn to that kind of experience in the future, even though that's not what you want to recreate. But that sense of familiarity is kind of what the mind is looking for, because even if it isn't what we want, it's sometimes like the known evil that we already have experienced, so we know what to expect. When we're talking about completely breaking the mold, stepping into something brand new in terms of what we're doing, and creating something from the heart that we might not have ever seen before, that's where the mind kicks in and is like, well, how do we do that? I don't even know if that's real or possible. I've never seen that in front of me. So if we aren't aware of this, if we allow the mind and the fear and all the doubtful thoughts and everything that runs through it to take over and make the decisions for us, this is where we can stop. This is where we can take the evidence of things feeling really challenging, things feeling scary, the road getting hard at some point. We can take that as evidence that we're going the wrong way when we're actually right at the edge of breaking through. So this is something I've talked about in a past episode about how feeling extremely tested is actually a sign of an imminent breakthrough. This is exactly what I'm talking about here as well. And so what I want to dive into further in this episode is, what do you actually do in practice when these moments come up? How do you face up to this rather than retreating back to your comfort zone, running away, or taking all of these fearful thoughts that your mind is throwing at you and taking those as absolute truth and talking yourself out of the very thing that you want to do? And I've been having some of this experience recently. I had this moment where suddenly everything felt so difficult and so overwhelming. And the things that my mind was trying to talk me into were absolutely wild to witness. I found myself thinking thoughts that didn't even feel like me. They didn't even feel like mine. But it was all of this old programming that was coming up because I got scared about not knowing what's next, not being able to see the path in front of me, feeling suddenly unsafe because I didn't know what was going to be coming up. And from this place where I felt very challenged on so many fronts, I had all of these triggers being pushed at the same time, my mind was trying to desperately drag me back to safety, which is not actually safety, but that familiarity feeling that I'm talking about. So I immediately started thinking about things that I've done in the past when I've felt anxious or stressed out, like trying to problem solve and find solutions that would make me feel different than I did in that moment. And so much of what my mind was saying is, this is too scary. This is too hard. You need to retreat. Like, who are you to think that you can do this? You need to go back to what you know. And I could have sat there and listened to that voice. I could have bought into that. I could have said, well, maybe that's true. Maybe I don't belong here. Maybe I should be doing something that's more familiar and more predictable. But no, that is not what my soul is here for, and that is not what I'm being called toward. And I know too that I have been feeling so close to something new, like I'm on the edge of this major, major breakthrough. And I always say the breakdown comes before the breakthrough. So this felt like one of those intense breakdown moments that actually can be a portal to the other side of this experience if we allow it to, if we don't listen and follow the advice of that very fearful mind that's just trying to figure anything out in that moment that it can to feel safe. But this time, instead of listening to the mind and taking all of that as fact, I got curious about it. I started thinking about it and questioning my own thoughts and my own beliefs, and really sitting with them and deciding, what do I believe about this? What am I going to choose to move forward with? Because I am not going to carry forth this fear-based place that keeps me in a space of familiarity that I never wanted in the first place. I have no desire to continue what I've already done, where I've already been. So if I'm here to create something new, I have to be willing to go somewhere and to do something that I've never done before, even when it is scary as shit. And so rather than viewing the fear as a bad thing or as a sign that what my mind thought was true, I started looking at it as, this is evidence that I'm closer than I've ever been before to reaching my goals. I'm closer than ever before to really creating this life that I visualize and know is there for me, that I deeply, deeply desire. And what a different lens is that to look through. I've had a lot of these experiences in the past where I would be so excited about something and I'd be right on the verge of it. And then right as I'm about to break through, I have gotten really afraid and I've had these similar thoughts and feelings come up. But the difference between then and now is that then I thought they were true. Then I took this as a reason that, oh, actually my mind is telling me and this fear is telling me that I shouldn't be doing this, that this is not the right path for me, when really it was the right path and it just felt scary because it was unknown. It was me stepping out of my comfort zone and being in this whole new place where I was still expanding and growing into it. So I know that that fear and that mental chatter and the anxiety that comes through, and especially that nervous system dysregulation, can really, really hinder us at times, or it can be really hard not to listen to it. And this is why nervous system regulation work is one of the most important things that we can do for ourselves, especially when we're pushing this growth edge, especially when we're stepping out into the unknown. Because it can get really, really scary, and that is okay, and that is normal to feel that fear. But what we don't need to do is allow the fear to control us and make our decisions for us. So rather than acting from this place where we feel really frantic, we feel anxious, we feel desperate, we have looping thoughts, we have racing heart, we might have all these other signs of this dysregulation in our body and in our mind, instead of acting from that space there and now, what about taking a step back and regulating your emotions and your body first? And when we allow ourselves to center ourselves in this way, to really take care of how I'm feeling rather than trying to rush forward to fix it, the feeling is not the problem. The feeling is just information. So if we look at that information from this neutral place with curiosity, if we allow it to run through our body and feel everything that comes up, I'm not saying to come from a detached place with this, but to really allow it to run its course, to feel all the feelings without acting on them until we get to that point of clarity, so much opens up from that new space. Because what we find when we actually allow those feelings to settle down, when we calm our nervous system and get back into a relaxed state, is that a lot of the fears and a lot of the thoughts and stories that our mind was feeding us in that time are not even true. They're not even something that we believe or hang on to at a point when we're not completely dysregulated. So I ask you again, what do you do when things get really challenging? What do you do when life feels hard? Because we're going to have these moments no matter what, but the difference is what we do with them. This is the difference between the people who create their dream life and succeed at all of these beautiful things they desire to do, and the people who stay in the same spot day after day, year after year, and wonder why they're not going anywhere else. It's not that the people who succeed have some secret that no one else knows. It's that they persevere despite the fear, despite all of the things that are telling them that this is not possible or realistic, despite past experience that could have held them back if they looked at it in a different way. The difference between the people who succeed and the people who give up is just this persistence factor and this conscious choice to push through the fear, to lean into it rather than retreating and running away when it feels the most challenging. And oftentimes, the moment that you're really looking for and the reward, the gift, the blessing that you want on the other side, it's literally this feeling of rock bottom, this feeling of feeling so dysregulated and like things are falling apart, things are scarier than you've ever seen them before. That is the path you're being asked to take to get there. So all of the beauty that you desire is on the other side of these fears, on the other side of all these stories that your mind will tell you about what is and what isn't possible for you, usually based on past experience and stuff we've been told and conditioned with since childhood. But what if I told you that these moments where it feels the most challenging, the most stressful, the heaviest to push through are actually the most critical times to hold your vision, keep your faith, and keep going toward what you desire? These are literally the make or break moments. These are the moments that all of us have, but not everybody talks about. So we look at the outcome a lot of times for people who are highly successful or people who create what they desire. And we think like they just have some secret magic that I don't have. And that is absolutely untrue. You just didn't see the rocky road that it took to get there. You didn't see their failures. You didn't see their hurdles and their struggles and the times when they were there alone crying themselves to sleep at night because they didn't know what to do. We all have these moments of absolute challenge where we have no idea what's coming next and no idea what we're going to do. But what differentiates these different experiences from one another is actually what we choose to do in that moment when things feel the hardest. What do we choose to do when we feel at our lowest point, when we feel like we have no idea what is happening, what is coming next, or what to do? What do you do from there? What beliefs, what stories, what old experiences do you start to buy into? And what emotions do you allow to make the decisions for you? Because there will be so many different emotions coming up for you, and it's valid and important to feel all of them. They are coming up to be expressed to you, to give you information and to be felt. And it's not that you need to follow them. They are not coming in asking you to follow their lead, especially when they're coming from that frantic, fearful place. They are just coming in to be witnessed, to be felt, to be seen, and to be let go. So when we approach things from this space, things change so exponentially because we allow ourselves to feel all these feelings. We don't make ourselves wrong for any of them. And then we make our decision when we're clear from a grounded place that is in tune with what we know is real, what we know is possible, and the vision that we are holding of our future and what we are here to create. I've always known that I'm here to create something brand new. I've never resonated with any of the old paradigms, with any of the current systems that we have in place. None of them have ever made sense to me, and I felt like the odd person out for a very, very long time. I didn't understand why other people didn't look at this stuff as weird or want to completely change it and overturn it. And then at some point I realized it's because this is literally what I'm here to do. I am here to create something that we have not seen before. I'm here to foster the type of experiences that I never had personally, but that I know are possible and I know the world deserves more of. I know that we deserve this different setup, this different system and feeling behind things, where we actually get to be in tune with who we are deep down, with our core self that I talk about so, so much. Because when we're operating from this core self, that is when we're in tune with everything that is for us. That is when we're singing our unique note in the harmony of the universe. And from this place, so much opens up without us even having to try, just because we're present in our own unique energy and we're serving the purpose and walking the path that we are here to walk. It is the most natural thing in the world to us, and it is deconditioned out of us. We have so many layers of other things that we should do, or other considerations, other fears and experiences stacked on top of us that can prevent us from accessing and acting from this core self. But that is why it is so, so important to dig deep and find that core of you. And the more that we are living in harmony with this core self, the more we're able to create. And also, the less that we have these intrusive fears and thoughts and things that are trying to disrupt us, distract us, or dysregulate us in order to get us to retreat back into the safety of the known. And the more in tune we are with our soul, with the core of ourselves deep, deep down, the more we can also rely on this in moments of these dysregulations and fear. So when things feel extra challenging, when you don't know what's coming next, you can lean back on your soul to guide you. You have already practiced and you know how to trust yourself and feel deep down what is meant for you and what is available for you without needing to see it on the outside first. And this is so much of this new and beautiful paradigm that we're stepping into. This is what's available for us all now. And what is going to become more and more necessary of a skill over time is for us to be able to feel in internally and to create from the inside out rather than relying on this external validation in order to tell us it's real. And when we're able to master this, we actually are able to shift everything from this place of grounded consistency within, where things happen so much smoother, things happen in a state of flow with so much ease and harmony. And we realize that we've always held within us these beautiful things that we now have access to. We actually open the door, but it is a door that we've already had the key to. It is something that we've held inside of us that then gets to break free and open itself to the world and act in the way that it's truly meant to in this dance with the universe. So what I have to say today is when things feel the most challenging, when you're about to give up, when you're right on the precipice of just throwing in the towel and saying, this is not for me, it's too much, I can't do it, think again. Get curious and ask yourself, what is that coming from? And what would you do if you knew that it was inevitable that you are successful? It's inevitable that what's coming up now is going to pass through and you're going to be okay and you're going to rise from it regardless. What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? Because when you are tuned into this place inside of you, and when you choose actively to lean into this growth and the challenges that are being presented, that is the point where you will soar forward and you will just not even recognize the life that you're living in a very short time from now. So I know that a lot has been coming up. This has been a really intense time for a lot of us. And I want you to know that you are so, so close to what you desire and to that breakthrough you've been waiting for when you start to feel this way. So don't quit right before the blessing. There is so much that's here for you that is showing up now and all of the time. And that perseverance, that willingness to lean into the fear and embrace the unknown and to see those possibilities as what if this is better than anything that I've ever experienced before, rather than leaning into just the negative what ifs that come to mind. And there is so, so much power in shifting the narrative here, in getting conscious of what is coming up for us and why, and in intentionally choosing to do something different than we've ever done before. So I am sending you so, so much love during this time. You've got this. We can do this. I'm walking there by your side. I've been facing so much of my own stuff, and this is really the way that I've chosen to come through it is this is my evidence that I'm closer than ever to this breakthrough. And all I need to do is shift these thoughts, lean into the discomfort that's coming up, and keep moving forward. So let's keep moving forward together. If you're interested in having this intentional breakthrough and really looking deep into the core of yourself, I offer transformational astrology sessions as well as intuitive readings that can really get to the heart of what you're looking at. And this does more than just a typical reading. This will give you information, but I actually take the time to sit there and integrate it with you, to open these doors and then to walk through them together so that we can do this in a way that feels safe and also is growing you in the way that you truly desire and toward the soul that you truly are meant to be and always have been deep, deep down inside. This process is really about uncovering who you really are and who you've been all along, because you already hold it all inside. We just have to peel back these layers of conditioning, of fear, of negative experiences, of self-doubt, and see that core self that is just asking to break through. So if you want to work with me, check out the links in the show notes. They're all there. And I also am offering some very special one-on-one mentorships now for highly sensitive souls who are ready to step fully into their gifts, into their magic, and to really own it, and hone these abilities that they've had all along. As a highly sensitive soul myself who felt absolutely burdened and unsure of how to manage this for much of my life, this is some of my favorite work to do. So I would love to walk by your side and guide you through this process using all the things that I've learned through my own trial and error, my own experience in this, so that it can be a lot smoother for you and you can really understand not only how to shield yourself from things that are not yours, but also how to fully step into and expand your gifts into their truest, fullest form. I'm so excited to connect with you more, and feel free always to reach out through social media, through my website, anywhere that you would like. I love to hear from you. So as always, thank you for being here. I'll be back in a couple weeks with a new episode, and I'm so excited to talk to you then. I'll talk to you later.